Nemoto presents AI, an uncertain future. AI, the illusion of objectivity. Narrated with Microsoft Azure using the Christopher voice. Running time, approximately 21 minutes. A hiring manager glances at the dashboard of an AI recruiting system. Hundreds of job applications have been whittled down to a neat shortlist with risk scores and cultural fit ratings. The top recommendation is a candidate the manager might have overlooked on her own. The bottom-ranked applicants are dismissed without a second thought. After all, the algorithm is data-driven and impartial. It says so right in the marketing brochure. Across town, a judge receives a pre-sentencing report augmented by a risk assessment algorithm. The system offers a numeric score indicating the defendant's likelihood of reoffending. It has the sheen of scientific rigor, far removed from subjective human judgment. In both cases, an aura of objectivity surrounds the machine's decision. There is comfort in outsourcing a tough call to an algorithm, as if fairness and accuracy naturally reside in silicon rather than the flawed human heart. Yet in both cases, if one scratches the surface, the veneer of objectivity begins to crack. The hiring algorithm was trained on the company's past hires, mostly from a limited demographic, and its recommendations quietly carry forward those same biases. The sentencing risk model was built on historical crime data, data riddled with systemic disparities, and its seemingly neutral score reflects those embedded inequalities. The illusion of objectivity in machine judgment is powerful, but it is still an illusion. Machines, it is often said, don't lie or favor, they just compute. An algorithm doesn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed or hold a grudge. This is true as far as it goes. A software program has no moods or personal biases. But algorithms do reflect the values, assumptions, and blind spots of their creators in their input data. A model is only as fair as the world it is shown. If the training data is skewed, the outputs will be skewed. If the objectives it's given are too narrow, it may achieve them at the expense of ethical principles we take for granted. And crucially, even when an algorithm's result is equitable, its very inscrutability can give it undue weight in our minds. The phrase, according to the computer, carries a kind of authority. People tend to presume that a mathematical model, especially one wrapped in the complexity of AI, has distilled truth from noise. This presumption can dull our critical thinking and cause us to accept machine judgments even when we should question them. In domain after domain, we see examples of this dynamic. Take criminal justice. Some jurisdictions adopted algorithmic risk assessments to inform bail and sentencing decisions, believing that a formula might treat defendants more fairly than a human judge's gut instinct. The intention was good: reduce human inconsistency and prejudice. But investigations found that certain widely used tools were scoring black defendants as higher risk than white defendants with similar profiles, falsely flagging them more often for future crime. The algorithm wasn't intentionally racist. It was trained on historical arrest and conviction data in which minorities were disproportionately represented, due to policing practices, economic factors, and myriad biases in society. The tool's outputs reflected those underlying patterns, effectively calcifying them into seemingly objective scores. Without transparency and understanding, court officials could easily interpret those scores as neutral facts, unwittingly perpetuating bias under the guise of science. A similar story played out in hiring. One tech company developed an AI to screen resumes, using past hiring decisions to teach the model what a good hire looked like. The model learned, among other things, that candidates with certain backgrounds, say, graduates of prestigious all-male colleges, or those who use terms like executed and captured in their resumes, words more common among male applicants, tended to be advanced and hired. Unsurprisingly, the AI began to systematically downgrade resumes that included indicators of being female, such as women's colleges or certain social activities. It was quietly penalizing applicants for their gender, not because anyone programmed it to, but because it inferred patterns from a biased history. The company caught this issue in testing and scrapped the tool, but one wonders how many biased filters have gone unnoticed in other systems that weren't audited as carefully. Part of the problem is that bias in algorithms is often harder to detect than bias in humans. If a manager consistently refuses to hire women or minorities, eventually someone will notice the pattern. But if an AI system, making thousands of micro decisions, exhibits a bias, it may not be obvious without rigorous analysis. The decisions come packaged in a polite user interface with tidy graphs and percentage scores. Each individual decision might have a justification that seems plausible. It requires statistical methods and conscious effort to see that, collectively, an algorithm might be treating one group less favorably than another. Unfortunately, many organizations adopting AI lack either the tools or the will to examine these questions. The algorithms are proprietary or complicated or simply trusted by default. Thus, the bias can remain hidden behind a curtain of complexity. Even when bias is absent, the opaqueness of machine judgment can be problematic. Consider a scenario in healthcare. A hospital starts using an AI system to prioritize patients for follow-up care. One patient gets a letter urging them to come in for a checkup, while another doesn't, because the algorithm deemed the first at higher risk. If that decision is wrong, say the second patient was actually in more danger, it might not be caught until it's too late. And if patients or doctors ask, "Why did the system choose this?" they may get no answer beyond, "That's what the model calculated." This black box nature can erode trust. Ironically, while a machine's judgment carries an aura of objectivity, its unwillingness or inability to explain itself can make it feel more arbitrary to those on the receiving end. A human official might be persuaded to reconsider or at least explain a decision. An algorithm typically offers no such dialogue. The illusion of objectivity also tempts organizations to abdicate responsibility. If a college admissions office uses an AI to filter applicants, or a bank uses one to set credit limits, decision makers might hide behind the algorithm's authority. The computer says this applicant doesn't qualify, as if that ends the matter. It's reminiscent of the old phrase, "computer says no," which people would use half-jokingly when bureaucracy defied common sense. But it's no joke when real lives are affected. The more we lean on automated judgment, the more important it becomes to remember that someone, a person or a team, set the rules of that automation. The accountability cannot be offloaded to an inanimate system. If an algorithm denies a loan to a qualified borrower or flags an innocent traveler as a security risk, a human institution is responsible for that outcome, no matter how much the process has been technologized. Several factors contribute to the illusion of algorithmic neutrality. One is the mathematical nature of these systems. Numbers and calculations feel devoid of bias. A regression coefficient or a neural network weight doesn't carry the obvious markers of race, gender, or politics. But bias can enter through the data, past decisions, often biased, used as training examples. Through target definitions, what does success mean and is that concept itself equitable? Or through indirect correlations, an algorithm might learn to prefer applicants who live in certain zip codes, which is essentially preferring certain socioeconomic or ethnic backgrounds. The complexity of modern AI, especially deep learning systems, can also make it nearly impossible to audit all the decision rules the model is using. Unlike a simple scoring formula that might be reviewed line by line, a deep neural network with millions of parameters cannot be easily interpreted by humans. This complexity can foster a kind of automation bias in people, a tendency to trust the algorithm's output more than one would trust a similarly fallible human or simple formula. People often think, "I don't understand how it got that result, but it must have considered a vast array of factors, so it's probably right." That deference can be dangerous, especially if those factors include hidden biases or if the algorithmic logic is flawed in ways non-obvious to users. Realizing the illusion is the first step toward addressing it. In recent years, a field of algorithmic auditing and AI ethics has grown to grapple with these issues. Some organizations are instituting bias testing for their models, running hypothetical applicants of different demographics through hiring software to see if outcomes diverge, or checking that a lending model's errors aren't disproportionately affecting one group. There is also a push for transparency. If an AI is used in a consequential decision, perhaps the individuals affected have a right to know that an algorithm was involved and to understand, at least in broad strokes, what criteria it considered. In some jurisdictions, laws are emerging that require such disclosures for things like credit decisions or hiring. Transparency alone, though, is not a cure. Simply telling someone an algorithm rejected you might just add to their frustration if they have no recourse. Thus, appeal and oversight mechanisms are crucial. If a person believes an automated decision was unfair or incorrect, there should be a path to request human review. A bank could have a policy, Any customer denied credit by the model can ask for a manual second look by a loan officer. A city using predictive policing software could empower an independent committee to monitor outcomes and intervene if certain communities are being unjustly targeted. Another promising development is the creation of explainable AI techniques. Researchers are devising ways for complex models to provide reasons for their decisions in human-understandable terms. For example, an AI that flags insurance claims for potential fraud might highlight the factors that most influenced its suspicion, perhaps unusual timing of the claim, or inconsistencies with prior claims by the same claimant. While these explanations may not capture the full intricate computation of the model, they give people something tangible to evaluate and challenge. If the explanation doesn't hold water, one can contest the decision. Moreover, requiring models to be explainable forces developers to think about simplicity and interpretability, which often leads to more robust, less bias-prone systems. It's also important to involve diverse perspectives in developing and deploying AI. Many early pitfalls occurred because the teams building these systems were homogeneous or insular, failing to anticipate how a neutral design might play out for different populations. If those creating an algorithm and those approving its use reflect a wider range of backgrounds, they are more likely to ask the right questions. Have we accounted for historical bias in the data? Could this variable be acting as a proxy for race or gender? What's our plan if the model's wrong in a particular case? In essence, a bit of human humility and critical thinking injected into the process can counter the overconfidence that technology sometimes encourages. Despite the challenges, machine judgment can, of course, bring great benefits. Properly used, AI can help eliminate some blatant human biases. It can ignore an applicant's race or gender entirely, for instance, focusing on qualification metrics. It can spot patterns of unfairness that humans overlook, such as a sentencing disparity across jurisdictions, and prompt corrective action. But these benefits only materialize if we acknowledge that an algorithm is not automatically fair or correct by virtue of being an algorithm. We have to actively make it so. This means curating training data carefully, defining objectives that align with societal values, for example, instructing a hiring model to maximize diversity and long-term performance, not just immediate culture fit, which might perpetuate homogeneity, and constantly monitoring outcomes. The phrase algorithmic accountability is increasingly used to capture the idea that companies and agencies must hold their AI systems to standards of fairness and accuracy just as they would, or should, with human employees. Some propose treating algorithms like junior employees. They need training, supervision, performance reviews, and the ability to be corrected or even fired, decommissioned, if they consistently misbehave. This mindset helps dispel the notion that once a system is launched, its judgments are beyond question. It reestablishes that humans are, and must remain, ultimately responsible. There is also a cultural component. Society as a whole is going through a learning process about AI. Early on, the mystique of advanced algorithms led to a lot of uncritical awe. Over time, high-profile mistakes and biases have made headlines, chipping away at that blind trust. This is healthy. Just as the public eventually learned to be skeptical of, say, doctored photos or misleading statistics, we are learning to approach AI outputs with a discerning eye. Training users, whether they are judges, hiring managers, doctors, or consumers, to understand what AI can and cannot do objectively is key. A risk score is not a definitive label. It's a prompt for further inquiry. A low recommendation from a hiring system is not a verdict on an applicant's worth. It's one piece of information to consider, potentially tainted by biases in data. The illusion of objectivity can also do damage on a societal narrative level. If people widely believe that the algorithms are purely meritocratic, they may become less sympathetic to those who are disadvantaged by them. For example, if a growing number of universities use AI to filter applicants, one might wrongly conclude that those who get rejected simply weren't as qualified or deserving, when in fact they might have been filtered out by a quirk of data or an overly rigid model that failed to see their potential. It's important that the public conversation doesn't treat AI decisions as gold standards. They are products of human design and fallible inputs, not oracles. To maintain and restore trust, organizations deploying AI need to embrace transparency and accountability, not hide behind the technology. When an algorithm is introduced, say in public policy or policing, officials should communicate why they're using it, what its known limitations are, and what they'll do if it gets things wrong. They should invite independent audits. Essentially, let external experts or community representatives look under the hood. Yes, this could expose flaws and invite criticism, but that's exactly the point. Better to find and fix issues than to preserve a false image of perfection until something goes disastrously wrong. One illustrative case comes from the realm of finance. A few years ago, a large company rolled out an AI-driven system for setting credit card limits. It was soon noticed that, in some instances, women were getting significantly lower credit lines than their husbands, even when they had equal or better financial qualifications. The company insisted it hadn't programmed gender bias. Which was true, the model likely used gender-neutral inputs, but the outcome suggested a bias had emerged indirectly. Under public pressure, the company had to examine and adjust the model, and it reminded the world that even in heavily regulated industries like credit, AI can introduce new biases faster than regulators can react. The lesson is that constant vigilance is needed. Fairness is not a one-and-done checkbox, but an ongoing process of tuning and oversight. We should also be wary of overcorrecting in ways that create a new kind of opacity. For instance, some organizations, fearing bias, have stripped certain sensitive attributes out of their data, like race or gender, when training models. But this alone doesn't guarantee fairness. The model can pick up on proxies. Zip code might proxy for race, for example. Sometimes, counterintuitively, explicitly including a sensitive attribute and requiring the model to treat groups equally can lead to fairer outcomes. It's technical, but the takeaway is that naive solutions won't suffice. Robust solutions might even require more complexity, not less. The illusion of objectivity will persist as long as there's a gap in understanding between those building AI and those affected by it. Bridging that gap involves education and dialogue. An everyday citizen need not know the intricacies of deep learning, but they should know that AI decisions are probabilistic, not certain, and that they reflect human-defined goals which might conflict with other values. They should know that accuracy for an algorithm might mean something narrow, like predicting clicks, that doesn't equate to social good, like informing the public. As we integrate AI deeper into governance, business, and daily life, a guiding principle must be kept in mind. Algorithms are tools, not arbiters of truth. They should inform and assist human decision-making, not replace human judgment outright. Their recommendations should be weighed alongside other evidence, and their limitations should be understood and acknowledged. In critical matters, justice, livelihood, health, the final say should rest with accountable humans who can weigh nuance and context that a generic model might miss. In practical terms, this might slow down processes a bit. It's easier in the short run to accept the algorithm's answer and move on. But a measured process that allows for human deliberation and appeal will pay off in legitimacy and fairness. Imagine an employment system where an algorithm screens applicants, but then a diverse hiring committee reviews borderline cases or a random sample of rejections to ensure qualified people aren't slipping through the cracks. That hybrid approach can catch errors and send feedback to improve the model. Or consider predictive policing. An algorithm might suggest where to patrol, but police leadership could combine that with community input. Perhaps residents of a neighborhood have insight into why certain issues are happening that raw data doesn't reveal. The machine can crunch numbers, but humans must contextualize and decide what to do with those numbers. We should remember that the goal is not to banish AI from decision-making. Its speed and consistency and ability to find patterns can be hugely beneficial, but to use it wisely. A knife in the kitchen can slice vegetables precisely, but one must still choose what to cook and be careful not to cause harm. Similarly, an algorithm can sift information efficiently, but humans must guide its purpose and handle it with care. Finally, addressing the illusion of objectivity is important not just to prevent harm, but to preserve the very real benefits AI can provide. If public trust in algorithmic systems collapses due to unaddressed bias and opacity, we could see a backlash that throws out useful tools along with the bad. On the other hand, if people see that AI can actually lead to fairer, more consistent decisions when properly checked, they'll be more likely to embrace it in arenas where it truly helps. Thus, transparency and fairness aren't just ethical niceties. They are essential to AI's long-term viability and positive impact. The promise of AI was never that it would magically solve human biases. That was a marketing fantasy. The real promise is that, with effort, we might design systems that help us be better than we have been by providing data-driven insights and flagging our blind spots. But achieving that requires absolute clarity that machine judgments are not inherently better just because they're machine-made. They require just as much scrutiny and compassion as the judgments made by any human. If we maintain that clarity, we can harness AI to augment human decision-making in a way that is truly objective, objective in the sense of being aligned with our highest principles of justice and equality, rather than the false objectivity of unexamined code. The challenge and the responsibility lie with us, not with our algorithms, to ensure that the tools we craft reflect the best of our values and not the worst of our biases.